Okay, now that was here. Okay, so there's this option on Twitter that, I don't know. What's that? It apparently it autoplays music. I was panicking because I didn't know how to turn it off. But yeah, it has background music. Feel awkward silences for the sound of spaces. No, nothing awkward. I did post a link to the chat that you know where to find me, I guess. Hello there. It's almost 10 o'clock and I virtually sound dead, I think. All right, someone said good evening. Hi. I'll just like this. Yeah, I virtually sound dead right now. I wouldn't say I got home. I think I got home fairly early. No, not fairly early. No, I just was my last tweet about, oh yeah, playing volleyball and like being really bad at it. Actually, no, you know what? I don't really have like an idea of what I'm supposed to be like talking about right now. Because I've no fucking idea. I didn't even like the YouTube chat, but yeah. I personally like spacing out as a title because it sounded really punny. So yeah. Anyway, I haven't actually been around for like a while. And yeah, I don't know. Please tell me you got to hit the ball. Okay, you know what? Story time. Story time. Because, like, I feel like I have a lot of things that's just, like, what, shelved because I haven't really been around. Oh my god, natatawa rin ako sa thumbnail art mo. Rachel, hi. I'm sorry. Okay. Here's a funny story. Rachel, am I allowed to talk about the thingy that I messaged you about recently? Like about the thumbnail and stuff. Can I say that? I wanna cuento it because it's so funny. Okay. Slight segue. Like this is away from the original intent of this space. Not that I had any kind of intent, but like, okay, here's a funny. Anyway. I'm sorry. I. You guys know me. I barely ever like tell straight stories. I always like jump from one topic to anyway. So, Virgil had a space recently. Okay, sorry. Virgil had a space recently. I don't know if you guys were there, and like, it was a very emotional Twitter space. Like I'm sorry, Virgil. Okay, it was a very emotional Twitter space. Like you guys, like, people who were there, like you guys know it. But like, and I was there. I was just listening, but I was also like spacing out. I was reading like YouTube chat during the time. And then after the space, I messaged Virgil. I messaged Virgil. I told him like, Virgil, I'm so sorry. I know it was a very emotional like Twitter space, but I could just not take it seriously because there was this duende staring at chat. Like Virgil's waiting room had the duende art, and then like the duende Virgil version was like literally staring at her YouTube chat. It was so funny, like. I know it was a very serious topic. And like, I feel for you too. I know. But like, if you look at it and you're not on like theater mode on YouTube, like, I don't really put it on widescreen or theater mode. The waiting room had her Duende picture facing it. I know. I told her, like, I'm sorry, I tried to take you seriously. And I did. But also, the Duende. It was really funny. It was really funny. I'm sorry. I had to let her know because I also wanted to like cheer her up in a way. I also wanted to cheer her up. Yeah, this the small and then yeah, and then you have small Maria right here. So like it matches. It matches, I guess. It's the same thing. Anyway. It was just really funny. I know the context of I know the context of the space. Don't worry about it. It's just like, yeah, I found a little bit of like solace in in knowing that there was a little bit of like a tiny funny thingy there. So yeah. And then this time it's like swimming right here. Anyway, okay. So back to the back to the original story, I guess. Not that I had any plans, but anyway, yeah, it's been a while since I last seen it since I last I don't know when was the last time you guys heard my voice unless you like watch vlogs or whatever. But anyway. Remember when I said that I got sent to the ER like maybe a few days ago or something? I got hit by oh no wait I got sent to the ER because I got hit by a car. So if you saw my tweet earlier about me like going to play for volleyball. I glossed over it. Well, I feel like you would have understood the circumstances. Like, I felt bad that I also had to like tweet about it. Yeah. Wouldn't say it was isekai. I'm still alive. You're still talking to me. So yeah. It wasn't okay. Again, I got hit by a car. I didn't get run over by a car. Okay, I just got hit. So, I won't blame number. It's fine. It's not that serious, and they still made you do well. No, it's my own volition. Okay, anyway, okay, I got hit by a car, so it's honestly really funny because like I wasn't even doing anything other than crossing. Like, I wouldn't say it's like it's not. What? How do you call this? It's not really. It's not really. Like, a street. I guess it was within the office complex. So you know how if you're in a complex or something, you have like a maximum speed limit of like 10 or 20 kilometers per hour, I think. Yeah. So it was really just like me walking towards another building, and then I don't really think that I don't know, because like, I was just really walking, going to another building, and then there was this car. I feel like they just yeah, it was not fast. That's why I'm still alive. Yeah. Like it was really weird that it happened because like under normal circumstances it shouldn't have happened. But I feel like the driver was just looking at his phone or something. They did notice at some point. They did notice at some point, but then I think they tried to stop, so the impact was definitely lessened when it hit me. But it hit me, and like I don't know how to explain the circumstances of it. No, I wasn't really distracted. I wouldn't say I was distracted though, because like I technically had right of way, if that's the term that you would use, I think. If that's the term you would use, right? Because I would have expected the car to stop because I wasn't the only person that was like crossing quote unquote, it wasn't really a street. It's like a road within the office complex, right? So like, I was expecting them to stop. So basically, like, I didn't stop moving because, you know, and then they just stopped on their own. But it still hit me because I was like the one that was like closest to the car. So it hit me, and thankfully it did. Was the driver on the phone? I don't know. I couldn't tell. I get the feeling that he was just like on the phone or something. Maybe hindi lang masyadong halata or something. But anyway, they did stop. I would say that it was weird because I was walking at the time. I was walking, and parang sakto na when I stepped with my foot, it was that leg that got hit by the car while I was like stepping on the ground with that leg. Just think of it this way. Like, you know how your leg is divided into two pieces? Like, you have your thighs and you have your calves. So the moment I stepped onto the ground for stance, that was the exact moment that the car hit. So you know how the knee is supposed to like bend forwards and back? So it kind of bent sideways. It kind of bent sideways because like my foot was planted. So the force was like directed towards my hip and my knee. So my knee kind of like bent a little bit sideways, and then I lost balance and I hit my head. And I kind of blacked out for a little bit. And then yeah, I got rushed to, yeah. Are your legs still working like they used to? Not anymore. In the ER. Which in hindsight, it sounds like a very silly thing to tweet. Like, it sounds like a very, very silly thing to tweet, I think. No, I felt... Did I say that I was like being a doofus or something? I feel like I tweeted like, "Hey guys, I'm the ER because I was being a silly little doofus," which, you know, is something I would like always would always say about myself. Again, wait, let me check my tweets. It's really funny. Yeah. It's not just an oopsie. Oh, no, I said I was being a doofus, I think. Sunday. Nahanap yung tweets. Natabunan ako. Oh, yeah, your classic Miria just got sent to the ER because she was being a silly doofus. I didn't call it an oopsie. I didn't call it an oopsie. Right. But anyway, I hit my head and I kind of like barfed after a while, so that must have been a bad thing. I mean, it is a bad thing, you know. I got cleared to get out of the ER, like after like X-rays and stuff, and nothing's broken. I am alive. I'm definitely alive. Yeah. Nothing bad. I just have like a very wobbly knee, so I have a sprain. I have a sprain on my knee. Knee ligament thingy, so it is a little bit unstable, I guess. I think it is a little bit unstable. Yeah, I have bruises definitely from when I hit the ground, but other than that, bruises, scratches, not really that bad. Not even microfractures, not really. I feel like my ligaments kind of held its own because it was just like abrupt force that was directed. Not like, I don't know. Did you wear them? I have a funky little like, what's that thing? Like a knee support thingy. I have a knee support. It's not a tear, don't worry. It's not a tear. It's like a sprain. Like, it just really got overstretched. Like overstretched to an extent. I didn't feel any popping or whatever on my leggy, so it should be fine. Yeah, not a major injury. I'm still alive. I don't need crutches. I can walk. Like, syempre, nasimula umiika-ika ako. No, a strain is for a strain is for the muscle. A sprain is for the ligament. So basically, sprains are like when your ligaments are kind of like overstretched beyond its normal limits. So like, ligaments in your body, like your ACL, etc., are basically there so that it prevents too much movement. Like that's the reason why you can't like hyperextend your knee beyond a certain point. That's what's stopping your knee from like bending backwards, right? That's the function of your ligaments, right? So if the ligament is subjected to a lot of force, it can stretch out a bit. It does stretch and it becomes like, kind of painful, swells a little bit, but then as long as it's not torn, it should be fine, right? If it's torn, then that's a different issue. If I remember my med surg, if you have like an ACL tear, it's going to be a lot hard. I forgot if it was ACL tear, confirm, but like the terrible triad or something, because like that part of your knee is like not supply. No, I think I'm confusing my shit. Anyway, basta shit yon. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I can't remember my med surg anymore. Goodbye. Anyway, yeah. I don't know. It's just it's okay. I can still walk. I iced it a lot. I didn't really move a lot after it, and like, you know, I got enough time to like rest and just rest. So earlier, it was volleyball. I told you guys I was like training for volleyball, and I also told you guys that I have been very shit at the game. I've been very shit at the game ever since I started like my training arc. So earlier was like the first volleyball game of the sports fest thingy, and feeling ko pa bigat talaga. Welcome to the Hit by a Vehicle Club. Oh, yeah. It's technically not my first time getting hit by a car. But I've never gotten, like, yeah. How did you fare? I'm bad. Because, like, I feel like I cannot... I wasn't able to generate enough force, like... to, like, send a serve properly. Tas na ng net, or maybe weak shit lang talaga as a person. But anyway, yeah. So played volleyball earlier. it was okay. Unfortunately, we lost. I'm not gonna give you guys like not gonna give you guys like the hope that my team won the game. We lost, but it's like, I don't know, I guess it was okay. I was kind of expected. I feel like I wasn't really the, I'm not really like this the, I'm not really the kind of person that would excel at something like that, but I was there and I tried, and I feel like that was like the fun of it. Did you score? Sucks lang. Patikim nga po na spike. No, hindi nga ako marunong mag-spike eh. Hindi nga ako marunong mag-spike eh. That's the problem. No, because legit, like, it's, remember, like, yeah, this is the one with the prize money. This is the one with the prize money. Like, syempre, because, you know. we tried training. There was an attempt. No, but this is kind of like a tournament thingy. So there's still going to be like some matches against other teams, and then they're gonna like rank us accordingly. So it's not the first, it's not the last game. There's still going to be more. But anyway, I definitely felt like my knees giving. Yeah, I felt like my knee was giving or something. So that was kind of, I was stressful. Yeah, there's the term. There's the term. Placements. So like there's still going to be a time there's a chance for us to kind of catch up with the other team. 'Cause like we're not the only team. There are like a lot of other teams that we're eventually going to end up facing. I'm not sure how they calculate or like do the rankings or whatever, but basically, yeah. Suffice it to say that I probably do need a little bit more, of practice. I mean, I was already pretty much like limited by my very limited volleyball knowledge, like and technical skill, like legit skill issue, by the way. But I was also very much limited by the injury, which is really funny, I guess. That's okay. I guess it was also like because I was aware I had an injury. I wouldn't say that it really held me back in such a way that I totally could have like scored a lot more, but I would say that it definitely stopped me from syncing, I guess, or like synchronizing with the rest of the team. Like hindi ko confidently mashout yung mine. You know how they always say like mine or something. Just like when there's a ball incoming and you wanna be the one to actually like hit it or something, I couldn't confidently say it because I might flake or something. Like I might not be even be able to make it. And I was hyper aware. I was hyper aware of my wobbly knee. Like I was worried about my movements because I might accidentally like slip or whatever and injure it further. Yeah, so unfortunately, that is the extent of my performance, I guess, as a volleyball player. So yeah, I guess that's basically it. I wanted to. I was like before getting injured, I was very excited about actually playing volleyball. Like I know I'm not good at it, but I guess my teammates, my coworkers are actually like really nice about it 'cause they're also not how you call this? They're not good, but they're definitely better than me by a long shot. But they're not like God tier level like volleyball players, I guess. I mean within like an office setting, you know. Like they seemed pretty casual as well, but they're definitely better off of playing the game compared to me. It was very fun actually. It was my first time, I guess. It was my very first time like being like in an actual volleyball court. 'Cause when we would do practice, it's not really like the appropriate court size. We didn't really have a net that was appropriate height. So a lot of like the practices that we did were just like, I don't know, they were just pretty much hoping that the hits were strong enough to get it past. I mean, I feel like our opponents are very competitive. I wouldn't say na dinuro kami or whatever, but it totally felt like they had the upper hand. Not even in school. No, I never really participated in a lot of sports back then. So this is technically like my actual first foray into to sports. So yeah. Try hard. Well, I mean, obviously you would try hard because there's money. There's money involved. Like, man, there's a prize money. Of course you want to place high. But yeah, at least it's not going to be our final game. There's still going to be a chance for us to like in the end to get a higher placement at some point. I still don't know how it works though. I'm just like going with the flow. It's like, hey, yeah, you can play ball later. Okay, cool. I'm gonna be there. Upper receiving technique is receiving the ball first with bending. Yeah, exactly. That's why I was very, very, andangita. I was very, very careful with my movements. That's why I was really not confident with calling the ball. Like, is that how you call it? Is that how you say it? Yeah, something like that. Same work means the kalaban. Oh no, it's a very big it's a very big workplace. So even people from other units, they're there. So yeah. I don't know if it's a round robin. I don't even know what that is. Basta alam kong pwede pa kaming lumaban ulit. Yeah. I personally feel like mabigat ako. But I had fun and then everyone also had fun and that's what matters, right? I personally enjoyed it even if I feel like I could have done better. It was actually really enjoyable. And I actually felt really glad that I was participating in it instead of just like, you know, not doing anything at all. Were any of them cute? I don't know. I don't particularly pay attention to that. Oh, but I did experience earlier people asking me like, hey, are you actually going to be wearing glasses while you're playing volleyball? I was like, yeah, how am I going to see? And they were like, huh? I was like, how do people not wear glasses when they're playing volleyball? And I'm like, what is that a thing? Because I literally cannot do anything without my glasses. There's literally no point in me. Yeah, no, legit. They were asking like, don't you have like contact lenses or something? Yeah, I heard eyesight's very important for sports. No, but yeah, okay. There's sports goggles. I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know. Thankfully, I never got hit in the face during the match earlier. I didn't get hit in the face during the match earlier, so I guess that's a win on my end. But I didn't know. I guess the next time I would actually wear contact lenses, but it's just so hassle. I guess like try and put on contact lenses and stuff, and yeah, I didn't know that was a thing though. I didn't know that was a thing. How do you jump with your glasses falling off? Oh, because I actually have a nose. I don't know. It's not really that big of a problem. I was able to move fine in the air. Yeah, we didn't even see that. Stop laughing. We're Joe. What is this reaction, guys? You don't have frame straps? No, because it irritates my neck. Dad, why are you guys so surprised? Why are you guys so surprised? No way. I'm so sorry to break it to you guys. I actually have a nose. I actually have a nose. Can you imagine that? This fish in the chat doesn't have a nose. Wow. I can't believe. I cannot believe that I have to apologize for saying I actually have a nose. I can't believe it. Hi, Maddie. Hello, welcome. I have a very boopable nose. Biggest revelation of 2023. Oh no, I detached my nose like Mr. Potato Head. I detached my nose like a Mr. Potato Head toy. I store it for safekeeping, just so that it doesn't get lost, you know? So it doesn't get lost. Playing volleyball is an advantage to tall players with long limbs. Yeah. Can you notice my own eyes? No. Can't believe you asked that of me. Damn it, for me, it's already 2023. Why can't you accept me for who I am? Can't believe this. But anyway, I've ultimately like run out of things to say. That's I don't even know. I don't even know what I wanted to do on the space other than spacing out. Because like I'm just like I'm just in bed right now, and I only have my laptop to view stream chat. Like, so I'm laying down, so I kind of like position my laptop to be on its side so that I don't have to tilt my head to read chat. It's like aligned with my face. It's just hard to believe. Thank God that I'm in a gnosis cycle in denial. We already accept you and your British accent, at least when you say oh. Gnosis behavior. Okay, Sailor Ranger. So the usual question, what you have for dinner? I had a tempura. Like I hung out with my coworkers after the loss of the volleyball game earlier, and we had Japanese food. So yeah. You want the laptop on and said, yeah, so like it's standing vertically. I don't know how to describe it. I've literally run out of words to say in terms of like description. But yeah. Yeah, so I had shrimp tempura. I was hoping for like pork cutlet, maybe. I you know how you should always have like some protein. You should always have some protein after like playing. So oh crap, I don't know how to answer that question though. I'm so sorry. I actually don't know how to answer that. Actually, what does tempura even smell like? I don't think it has a very particular smell. I'm not sure. Okay, I definitely will have like katsu when I win. Assuming like the team actually wins, I don't know. I'm like honestly, I'm not even banking on winning at this point because the others are just the other teams are just so good. The other teams are just so good. I feel like we're just there to fill in some space. I'm not sure. I'm tired of the existence of anti-team. Actually, quick random question. Udon or ramen? It depends. If I want something extremely flavorful, I would totally go for ramen. But if I want to like have a nice easy meal, I would go for udon. How many points in difference? That's embarrassing to answer. I wouldn't say it was that big of a gap, but it's still pretty bad, I guess, if you were really aiming to win. We'll get them next time. I'd say may laban naman kami, okay. But maybe that's just me trying to like soften the blow. Is it with intent? Yeah, it's with intent though. But it's definitely not in favor of us. Oh, you're eating yogurt right now. It's really nice. That's great. I only had like shrimp and rice earlier. But it was nice. The sauce was nice. Yeah, it's not over till it's over. No, lucky me. Eat well, Virgil. Yeah, it's basically it. And then we just went on my way. Went home and then took a bath. And then, yeah, I figured I should get some sleep early. But it was actually a very tiring, like, match or something. But then, yeah, I wanted to, I don't know, I just wanted to exist for a little bit. Wow, surprising. I actually exist. Like, I don't know. I've run out of story. I thought I had like a lot of stories like available to talk about, but then I realized I easily run out of things to say. But yeah, I also haven't like actually been able to catch up with people. So like, how are you guys? I don't even have music on. Because my Spotify is not like logged in. If you guys remember like my last Twitter space, I had had music while I was working, while I was spacing out. So thank you for existing. Glad people, I don't know where I was going with that. Okay naman kayo. That's good. That's good to hear. Honestly, I was like, I don't know. I'm like always pre-stressed. I feel like you can see that. You can see that everywhere. I'm not particularly I'm not even like trying to sugarcoat it or something, I guess. Maybe I should. But I don't know. Like personally, I'm fucking tired of being miserable. And I'm sorry that I'm just, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for myself, I guess. Like, I've literally just been a piece of shit for the past few days. I've honestly been like, I don't know. Oh, horrible. Like, I'm sorry. God, I wish I sounded more sincere, because I honestly feel like I sound like an asshole right now. Maybe it's because of how I speak. I honestly feel like I sound like an asshole, so I'm gonna try speaking like this. When I'm talking about this, I guess. Sorry. I don't know, actually. I'm not sure. I'm just lost for words most of the time. And holy crap, I'm not used to trying to make myself sound clear anymore. How long has it been since I last spoke like this? Like, this is the normal Miria that you normally hear. I just realized. So yeah, it has been a very long while since I've spoken like this, and I feel like that was a very noticeable change. That was a very noticeable change in speaking, I guess. But yeah, I'm very, very sorry that I haven't been around. Oh wait, I have another kwento. May aircon na pala ako. Wait. Okay. Oh, yun na lang pala. Oh my God, Miria, come on. Way to ruin a moment. My God. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I figure, oh yeah, right. That was a thing. That was a thing. Yeah, come on. You were like already starting to build up to like an emotional discussion, but then you suddenly said, oh yeah, right, I'm bundled up in blankets right now. It's honestly very comfortable right now. I'm like, hey, oh yeah, I totally forgot me. It's on right now. It's on right now. It's on right now. I don't know if you guys are hearing it. If you guys aren't hearing it, then that's great. It's actually like really, I personally feel like it's very quiet. So I honestly feel like it's very quiet. I haven't actually like tried I haven't actually tried like recording anything with it on. So I don't know. I don't hear anything. Yeah, that's great. But yeah, legit, it is on. I'm bundled up in blankets right now. I'm just in bed. It's like, this is the best feeling kung maingay aircon, baka umiyak ka. Actually, I got it like last week. We on the weekend actually. So I spent a good amount of time like just waiting for the installation to finish. But my fan isn't on anymore. My fan isn't on anymore because like it's nice and cold and chilly and like it's actually comfy being under the blankets and stuff. It's like, wow, I've been missing out. And the temperature setting mo ngayon, it is on 25 and it's already very cold. Pahilapit yung mic sa aircon. Okay, wait, I'm gonna stand up. Sige. Wait, I'm gonna move my charger. I'm gonna stand up. And I'm gonna go to my. Ouch! I'm gonna go to the aircon. Sure. Itatapat ko talaga kayo. But then hindi ko dala yung laptop, so hindi ko makikita yung reaction ninyo. So I'm 25 right now.
I don't know if you can hear it, but like this is the highest I can reach with my arms extended. Can you hear it? Anyway, like I'm still holding it up.
Yeah, I removed it. I'm going back to bed. I don't know if you guys heard it or whatever. You make up and sound. Wait, did you hear it? Oh yeah, you can hear it. Nice. Ayun. 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 Tinapat ko kayo sa aircon. You're just a bit. There you go. I'm back to bed. Ayun. It's not that loud, surprisingly, so I'm actually really happy about it. Like your nose, you believe this. Oh, wait, some people heard it. Some people heard it. Paano pala pag wala yung remote? Di mo naabot yung controls na aircon. That's what I think. So, nag-fan AC mo talaga. Well, nilapit ko talaga kayo dun sa, ano, dun sa fan area niya. So, obviously, it's going to sound a little bit louder. So, obviously, it's going to sound a little bit louder. But, yeah. Ta-da. Where was I? I was being sad or some shit. Can I just be happy for me? Can I just be happy for me? I have an air conditioning unit now, please. Stop talking about my height. I tried trying these. I have not done that because I haven't really been like working ish, and I feel like that's going to revolve us back to the thingy that I was being serious about earlier. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what my aunt made me. Panibagong segue ako sa topic. Like, come on, Miriam. Yeah, can you guys just be happy about my aircon? Mahal niyo ba ako pinumpo na? I'm kidding. Anyway, I'm sorry that I actually haven't been around, and I'm glad you guys are patient. I don't know. I'm glad you guys are patient and very understanding about recent events and stuff, and I'm really I don't know. I'm really I don't know how to put it into words, actually. I'm just like, for the past few days, I've just been thinking a whole lot, I guess. I've just been thinking a lot, and honestly, I feel like my brain is about to explode or some shit, because I'm not supposed to be doing this much thinking outside of like my studies, outside of work. I shouldn't be using my brain this much, and it's honestly been very, very overwhelming for the past few days. And I just have not, I guess, been able to figure out how to handle like a lot of things. And you guys know when I sound sad. I'm not gonna deny it. I feel like whenever I speak, I always have like I always have a tell. I suppose I always have a tell when I sound really, really bad or something. And I honestly would have loved to catch up like we as a community like normally do by streaming and stuff like that. And I honestly really do miss it, but I'm sure that it's not going to be a very fun environment to be around in if I'm not at my best. I mean, to be fair, like I have plenty of streams where I sound like shit or when I'm not really like at my best, but this is a whole new low, and it's been actually, like, I guess, really, really, awful. And I feel like I haven't really been, great at managing it as, expressed by my whirlwind of tweets, I guess. And I just don't want to be out there. I just don't want to be out there knowing that I can't really give my best anymore. I don't want to, like, when people go join streams and all, whether it's a just chatting stream or I have a game in mind or there's some other thing that's going on during the stream. People come in to like have a nice time, unwind, maybe relax, maybe poke fun at me, talk about stuff, go on tangents like I always do. And I feel like that's where we thrive as a community. And I'm really sorry that I can't really do it right now. And I don't want people to have to deal with me not being at my best self. Or not even just my best self, but like myself that is the fun kind of self to be around with, the bearable self. Like before I started this space, I guess I was also like thinking of a lot of things. And you guys know me. I don't particularly I don't particularly do a lot of things outside of my job and my postgrad. So there hasn't been a lot of space for me to decompress. And with the height of things that's been happening, it's been a very difficult time for everyone. So I'm really glad that you guys have been very kind, not just to me, but also to Virgil. And it really means a lot. It really means a lot to us that you've all been very supportive, and sorry, because you guys deserve better. You guys honestly deserve better. We all deserve better. Yeah. That's true. And it's just been very difficult. And I feel like I feel like everyone knows that I'm very, I don't know, like, vocal. You guys know that if I feel very strongly about something, you guys would never, ever, ever hear the end of it. Like, if you guys have been there during, like, my chatting streams or my near streams or basically any Sunday sadness streams with all of the tangents I've been going on with whatever random topic, you guys know that I'm very, very vocal about things that I feel very strongly about. It's just that right now I feel like I don't have a voice to actually
to like, I don't know, do it. No, it really sucks. I'm at the part where I'm spacing out. Or not really. It's sort of like I'm trying to internalize my feelings and stuff like that. It's like difficult. Surprisingly enough. For someone as, I don't know, very, very wordsy. I don't even know how to describe it, but you guys know how I wouldn't say eloquent I am with my speaking or something. But yeah. I don't know what it's called. Well spoken. Shut up. No, not really. But it kind of fucking sucks not being able to like figure out what exactly to say. And like, I don't know. Honestly sucks. Title drop? What did I say? Oh yeah, I'm spacing out. Yeah, I'm usually very good at vocalizing. I thought, thank you. I wouldn't say passionate, but I'm usually very good at putting things into words. Or at least that's how I think I am. But now I'm just like, the words are swimming in my brain. And I can't even, like, put things together. Hug spiritual. Yeah. Yeah, like hitting a brick wall or like hitting a dead end and there's just no way out or something. Or like I can always go backwards or something, but that's just going to lead you in the wrong direction. Anyway, it's getting late. What the heck are you guys still doing here? Yeah, fuck, I'm sorry. I don't have anything else to say. So like, I hate it. I hate it. I actually hate it. Like, the hell? It's Miriam. She always has something to say. And now she's like, thought, not even saying anything at all. It's still too early. Yeah, it's still too early because, like, oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it's already late. Well, personally, I feel like it's been late for me because, like, I've been trying to sleep earlier because I spend a lot of time being awake because I just can't feel like I just can't fall asleep like I normally do. Can't just fall asleep like I normally do anymore, and that's been pretty sucky, honestly speaking. There are times they can just keep each other's company, even if it's just silent. I feel like you guys don't deserve silence, though. I'm like, I don't know. I've like, I've always, is pride a word? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm gonna think about grammar right now. I've always took pride. Yeah, there I go, pride. Then I hate myself. It's okay, no, I feel like we thought of the same thing. But yeah, I guess it was like it's something that hits hard at a certain point. But also, I've always like took pride in the fact that I can avoid like quiet moments. I like I don't know how to speak anymore. What am I doing? Rachel. Yeah. You know me, Virgil. You know me. You being quiet isn't the deafening type, is it? Like, thank you. I know, right? I'm brain is also not braining. Hope you don't beat yourself up for being unable to address the familiar as often as you used to. I wish I could. I wish I could. Clench his fist. Anyway, I don't know if that like accounts for actual update though. But what happened when you hit your head? I don't know. I just blacked out. And I was like, they told me I passed out a little bit. And then they told me that I was very disoriented at some point. And then I was like, yeah, I'm vibing here. Yo, I got hit by a car. Woo, stuff like that. Like, really, really weird me moments, I guess. Like, okay. I personally feel like I don't handle stress nicely. I feel like I try to find humor in even the silliest of things. So like, I just pretty much shook it off. Like, oh yeah, I got hit by a car. I still have other things to do. So can I please like get out of the hospital now? But the recent events have gotten me out of a loop in such a way that I can't even like laugh my way out of this shit anymore. Or like I can't like put a spin on it to make it easier for me to cope. And it's just been like, I don't know, really stressful. Like every single day I feel like there's something, like there's this terrible sense of dread that's been looming over me. And it's gotten so, so bad that I just have really not been able to like be myself self. I don't know how to explain it, but it just feels like it's just occupying too much of my brain space. And even if I try to not think about it, it manages to come creeping back in and hits me at the worst moment, and I feel like I'm very powerless. It's honestly a really sucky feeling.
Basically, I'm just here to tell you guys that I got hit by a car. I played volleyball. I've been feeling really, really bad for the past few days. Yeah, that's it. Basically, that's the gist of this space, I guess.
Yeah, venting some of it out in the space is helping. Oh, I wish I could just vent all of it out, but hikes. Thanks for dropping by, though. I appreciate it. I didn't actually expect like a lot of people would hop in and just like listen to me babble for like an hour or so. I'm sorry you guys had to like hear it all, but also like welcome to my brain space, I guess. It's always a mess here.
But yeah. I feel like there were like a lot of other things that I wanted to like say as well, that I feel like I wanted to mention way back before, but I figured this is like the best case to mention it in passing, I guess. I don't know when I'm going to feel okay. What? Yeah, I don't know when I'm gonna feel like I'm going to be here and stream like how I used to. I don't know. I wish it were easy. There were a lot of things that I had planned. A lot of things that I wanted to do. And I can't see right now because I don't have my glasses on, Lamar. No, was that, yeah, I lost my train of thought. Maybe I shouldn't have made that joke. I hate myself. Oh my fucking God. I'm sorry. I'm just like mentally hardwired to diffuse very serious situations by trying to find something funny.
Just so I don't obsess too much over being miserable or something. I'm so sorry. And then I lost my train of thought. I don't know what to say anymore. Fucky shit.
Yeah, it's kind of like nervous humor, I guess. It's like, is it a normal coping mechanism? I don't think so. It doesn't feel like it. Like, in a normal situation, if there's something very, very stressful, I don't know. And I don't think I'm behaving like a normal person. Oof.
I just don't want things to sound too serious, because if I get serious, you guys will absolutely know. And yeah. People that slide in jokes to lighten up a serious conversation. It's like that. Yeah, it is exactly like that. I'm sorry. Because, like, I feel like I worry a lot of people if I'm a bit too emotional. And people know that because there are certain times during a stream that I was definitely very, like, emotional. And it's easy to find that evidence. I can pinpoint it immediately, and yeah, I guess it's very obvious when I'm frazzled and rattled and just basically like trying to keep myself together. So when it's bad, it's really bad. When I'm unable to break it, that's really bad. So I guess maybe I'm still kind of maybe okay right now. Maybe. Who knows? Or I'm just trying to cope. But I really do. I really, really do miss being around. And similar to what I tweeted before, I just don't know if I have it in me to still exist. So I'm sorry for that. I'm basically sorry for a lot of stuff. And I'm sorry for how things are turning out. And I'm sorry because I feel like I could do so much more. But it's just not happening. It's not easy for me to not apologize, I guess. You know, people who are chronic apologizers or sorriers or whatever. I don't know how I call it, but there was something I asked people back then. It was,
something I asked in passing, I guess, but it's funny because I feel like I already had the answer all along and I was just maybe looking for what other people thought, even if they didn't know what it was about. And I felt really bad thinking about it. But I feel like yeah, I found the answer. Anyway, it's getting late. That's okay, it's getting late for me because I normally try to sleep and hopefully pass out before midnight. Who knows? But it's getting late. So I feel like this is where I'm going to end this for now. Hope that I can catch up with you guys again soon. Thank you for dropping by. And sorry for always sounding very gloomy. Sorry for sounding very gloomy. But, I don't know. Very sorry.